Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For the third offense, they should not be able to play in the playoffs. They should be kicked out of the postseason. They really should be.
This is BS.
Man, you must be motherfucking
Dale Arnold.
You guys know that video of something you don't really need for right now is B-roll?
B-roll is stuff that you can play in the background.
What are we doing this for? Why are we doing it?
B-roll!
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Rich Keith.
You'll take your daughter.
Your wife's taken care of.
He'll walk your dog, if you know what I mean.
Degenerate Santa.
Dale and Keith. Middays.
Is this Dale and Keith?
I have no comment on that.
Do not have anything to add.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
B-roll!
Hour number three, Dale and Keith with Andy Hart here on a Friday. Mutt in for Dale, and we got our weekend review coming up at noon 30. But I just want to talk about Tom Brady here for a moment.
Okay.
I think most people still consider him, what, a top five quarterback in the league?
I'd say probably closer to 10
top
now,
10.
Maybe.
So, honestly, already a little.
Dang, that's the first question.
Yeah, you better
well,
believe
the guy's an emergency. Lamar Jackson wasn't a top five, maybe top 10 coming into the year. He is now.
Things
so it's,
change.
It's sliding down a little bit. And I wonder if he's even considered top five by some people, top 10 by others. How much of that is just the past? And you're so used to seeing him succeed with whatever the receiving core is. And you just, how much of it is. Well, yeah, but who would you want in a game? Who would you want with one throw? Like, if that's the best argument, then I guess so be it. But there are so many stats that point you in the other direction, and I know that his O-line's not great. Well, guess what? There's not 32 good O-lines. I know that his receiving core is not great. Guess what? A lot of quarterbacks are saying the same thing, and it's a pretty good sample size now, too. He's played 13 games. He is 22nd in quarterback rating, 30th in completion percentage, 29th in yards per attempt, which, again, you would think that would go the other way, right? If your yards per attempt, if it's a lot of dink and dunk, wouldn't your completion percentage be through the roof? It's not.
Well, he throws the ball to the ground a lot.
Yeah, we'll get to
it.
I'll explain why that stat is garbage for Brady this year.
He has thrown the ball more than anybody else this year.
Yes.
And that's still good for 6th in yards and 13th for touchdowns. Those are sort of your obvious, easy-to-look-up stats. Our guy Chris Scheim, a bit of a statistician of his own, has come up with a lot more nerd stats, which examine more than just your basic kind of counting numbers that I gave you there.
So Tom Brady's Dakota rating, which is the depth-adjusted key outcome throwers average.
North or south?
What now?
It's
Dakota stats are for losers.
Just Dakota?
It's a, yeah, the Dakota rating, he is 25th, and that's kind of clumped in with Kyle Allen and Jared Goff.
Yeah, this is the kind of categories that he's in. There's a lot of stats where you look at him, and it's Mitch Trubisky. It is Kyler Murray. It is those types of quarterback, Gardner Minshew. Like, those are the guys that he is with in all of these stats.
One of the components in the Dakota rating is, like, your completion percentage above expected. And Tom Brady is ranked 28th.
Yeah. I'm telling you. And so the reason why I said, is he a top 15?
What is completion percentage above expected?
So, like, it accounts for drops and such like that. So, like, when a...
Does it account for a crappy offensive line of receivers who don't know where they're supposed to go?
Well, I'm actually glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up.
Does it account for a first-round rookie who can't run a slant?
Say graph now?
Let's take one thing at a time.
Just radio
right now. During the holidays, not supposed to have a lot of math work.
One thing at a time here. Mutt brought up the offensive line. Scheim, you have something for that as well?
So, I actually have a chart. We went over this yesterday. Quarterback efficiency versus pass protection.
Yes.
So Tom Brady is getting just shy of the average pass protection, but he is far below the average production. He's right clumped in with Jared Goff, Joe Flacco, Sam Darnold, Gardner Minshew.
Telling you a lot. There's too much Gardner Minshew. Yeah, there's too much Gardner Minshew on there. So that's an example of, because again, it's easy to do. I don't watch every snap of fill in the blank quarterback. I watch every snap of Tom Brady. So I could say, oh, there was a drop. Oh, there was a, oh, Marshall Newhouse sucks. Oh, the tight end's useless. Look around the league. There's a lot of bad left tackles. There's a lot of bad tight ends. There's a lot of bad running backs.
Are they any worse than Marshall Newhouse?
They may not be worse than
Marshall
Newhouse.
That's what I'm
asking.
Yes.
They may not be worse.
Is there
than
a worse
Newhouse?
Combination of receivers / targets, offensive line, and running game?
In the NFL? Yeah. You'll see one on Sunday. You don't think Cincinnati has a worse collection of linemen, maybe, running backs, and receivers?
Maybe.
They haven't had A.J. Green
But
all
my
year.
Point would be, what's their record?
Oh, they're one in whatever.
The Patriots, how many passes does Brady lead the NFL in pass attempts? Did you give me that number?
Yes, okay. Yes, he does.
So
also leads it in throwaways.
Where do you think he's in sacks?
Middle.
He is 22nd. He's only taken 20 sacks this year, and he has the most throws in football. That is a
24
reason,
sacks.
I've 24 sacks. I'm sorry. 20. Mariota 25. Minshew 25. Haskins.
I'm not going to say I'm questioning your credibility now.
There's two columns.
Leave
here.
The numbers
wrong,
to me.
The 20 columns is rush attempt. Okay, right next to 24. So the 24 stacks still represent the 22nd fewest in the NFL. And if you're taking the 22nd fewest sacks and throwing the most, how do you mark that in your nerd
Dakota
stats? Is that,
is that the Hawaii ranking?
That is my
what's the Hawaii ranking?
MFM Mutt Football Machine. That says you have a smart quarterback. Machine. That's a smart quarterback who's getting it with a ball away.
You want to side with that one?
It's the biggest strength he has. He's not taking sacks, no negative plays, and so the offense has still been okay at times, even with pieces around Brady that suck. And the throwaway numbers, which you said most of his career, and the sack numbers are all I need to look at to say he's absolutely a top 15 quarterback.
What do you think?
Absolutely.
Top 15? Okay, top 15. He's
15.
Absolutely slightly above average.
I mean, I can start to go through
so
it,
maybe
but
he's the 12th or 13th.
He started with that question.
Did. Thanks, Boomer. So you got to
be off the air, Dink.
But if there was, if Teddy Bridgewater was the quarterback for the Patriots this year, what's their record? They're 10-3 with Brady.
7-6.
No chance. The defense.
What
won
are you basing that on?
Well, the defense won like 8 of the games already.
How many
for
Teddy
you?
Bridgewater games did you watch?
6.
Okay, you did not.
You went 6-0. No, and that's not.
Yeah, and guess who had? He had Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara and who's the other guy? Murray. They real talent around him. I was going to say Calvin Murray. It's not Calvin
no,
Murray.
Didn't have Calvin
I can't think
Murray.
Of his name. So Latavius Murray is his name.
Who's the
actual
who's
talent
the second
there?
Best wide receiver on that team? Great.
Murray.
Maybe.
Nope.
Is it Ted Ginn?
Yeah.
Yeah, I give it that.
He stinks.
Michael Ray's trash.
Talk
Mike,
about a drop.
Trash.
No, but
he's
Mike,
trash.
Hold on a second. I heard you do this argument a couple weeks ago. What you don't account for is when you have a guy as good as Michael Thomas. Okay. He's their Gronk.
Is Edelman
makes
good
everybody
or not?
He's not Michael Thomas good.
Is he top 10? Really?
He's hurt, too.
All right, I'll give you that.
Like, some of those drops are flat out.
No,
Edelman can't get
but,
his arm
no,
above his head.
But my point is, the first 8 games of the year, the defense, I think, single-handedly would have won 6 of them, or whatever the stat was. Like,
yes.
Based on defensive and special team scores, the offense didn't even have to have the ball, and they would have won a bunch of games.
Well, don't turn the ball over. So how do you know another quarterback would not have turned the ball over? Or taken bad sacks?
No, I guess you don't. But, well, Bridgewater, that's why I don't say Stidham. Like, Stidham's a different argument. Stidham, you might run into trouble there. But I just think the problem is, this offense is not winning you games. And again, it's not all Brady's fault by any stretch, but he's playing more like an average quarterback would be than some elite quarterback.
How do you know he's not getting the absolute most out of this chicken you-know-what?
I have no comment on that.
How do I know?
I mean, does you started with you were going to do the eyeball test.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
and then
so
we got into
in
the Dakota.
When he's throwing picks in the end zone.
And he has tried even more than he has thrown.
Right, well,
Ward had one that he dropped, there was another one on the Cowboys. There were 2 picks in the end zone, almost the exact same play that actually got dropped.
So
he got lucky.
Plays like that feel different to me than in years past. Not that he's never done it. I'm sure you could go pull tape of 5 years ago him doing that, but that seems worse to me than normal.
They feel different because it's not been balanced out by the really good plays. Like, that's the other thing. Like, he's made good throws, but there's not been this handful of, like, old-school vintage Brady throws. The one that most recently was when he stepped up in the pocket, hit James White in stride.
Oh, pretty.
For that touchdown.
Pretty.
I mean, laser on the mark. I know it was only an 8-10-yard pass, but that's Brady's wheelhouse. We've had fewer of those this year because it's so much harder. They make no explosive plays downfield. They have to, what's the Hank Stram, matriculate the ball down the field.
They
can't
do that
single
either.
Possession. Yeah. They have to
We're
going to
drag
way.
Jacoby Myers across the field. He's open for, and it bounced off his shoulder.
No, they don't.
Right?
Nikhil Harry, you come over here and run this play. Oh, you stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, Nikhil,
oh,
just run a comeback. Run a comeback, and I'll hit you in the hand. When I hit you in the hands, can you catch it next time?
I feel like Emmanuel Sanders would look pretty good in this offense.
I think
that's a much better argument than Brady's not a top 15 quarterback.
Yes. I didn't say what.
Are you
want to
reset
15,
the segment?
But now
say something. What are you saying?
But I'm saying he's
You're
closer.
Leaving it up to the Dakota rankings?
Is he
no
closer to 5?
He's closer to 15 than he is to 5.
He's closer to 5. And the three reasons are his offensive line, offensive line, no running game, and the receivers have let him down. Those three put him closer to 5 than 15.
Yes.
Because you're forgetting they also have the first-round pick, who my friend Mark James calls Phony Michelle. He can't run. They benched him.
Yes.
Benched him to try to win a game last
week. This is the week for him, though, they say. No, I'm just
and I also think
you're saying that?
No, hell no.
Start him, sit him.
No, hell no.
I think your theory that he's a mediocre quarterback and plug in any mediocre quarterback. No. He's been made mediocre by the issues around him. If you take a traditional mediocre quarterback, I think he would suck.
See, and that's
you take a guy that with a good offense is mediocre, you give him this offense and he would make mistakes and suck.
Is that based off of what? His ability to throw the ball away?
It's the heart might method. Take
a, okay, great.
H-A-R-T.
But no, I understand.
Has a right... testicle.
But are you just
speaks for a lot of
having trying to have a real conversation?
Not everyone,
with him,
unfortunately.
And then it
turns
to this.
Kind of rude.
No, it's a real problem. But is this based off of what he throws the ball away instead of getting sacked
at times, doesn't just freak out and throw it
is
up
this
like
based
we know some
off
do?
Of, well, 2 years ago he was unbelievable.
Sam Darnold in the same category as him because we saw him absolutely crap himself against the Patriots. Right?
Darnold, I would say, is below.
Okay,
that's
he's
what I'm
lower
saying,
on the Dakota.
So
I'm
thinking if you're 15, you're still better than half the league. Like there are more quarterbacks that you're better than you're worse than, but it's the closest to that than it's ever been. So it's like 01.
Yes.
I want to use your Teddy
Bridgewater. And he's 42 and he has a bad when has he ever had everything be bad? Running game, offensive line, targets, everything.
Closest is 06 and even that was just the receivers.
The
old mostly,
line
right?
was probably better in 06.
Oh, yeah. Much better. Yeah. In real offensive line.
So
with receivers.
So it's the perfect storm of negative this for him. Everything. He's aging. He's probably not as good. I think he's missed throws.
Okay.
That he makes
also,
in the past.
Oh, if we had an injury, we think he's hurt. Like he's got the big rap on the elbow. He's been dealing with injuries this year.
Flat out not so practicing on Fridays or whatever the report was from rap sheet. Took another helmet on it last week. So he's a little dinged up. He's 42, so everybody he's going to be a little worse, 5% worse, whatever the number is.
The
and now
not
you
that
combine it with everything around him sucks, even though I think they tried to prepare for this. Like, I think in theory, Belichick
did a great
said,
job with getting no
go
tight
get a left
end.
Tackle, oh, come on. Go get a first-round running back,
you don't
go
work
get
there.
A first-round wide
work
receiver.
There. You don't have to keep defending
no, but
Belichick
I have a brain, unlike you.
No.
When you draft a left tackle,
a
wide receiver, and a running back in the first round, that's trying to help your quarterback.
Okay. Cheap shot with a
free,
brain.
Free agency?
It was a little bit.
That was cheap.
He has zero blood flow to his brain right
now. That's issue. What about free agency? Do a good job in free agency getting players here?
No.
They do all they could
they
to help out Tom
great
Brady.
Job.
They
no.
They did not.
They did not.
So Teddy Bridgewater, your guy. 11 sacks and about 200 pass attempts. You extrapolate the numbers out to Brady's pass attempts.
Yeah, extrapolate.
33 sacks this year.
All right.
So that's like a third more than Brady has had. I think
you got a great punter. He can kick it the extra 6 yards.
Well,
doesn't matter.
But that's it's game manager. This is maybe Brady's best game manager year of all time because he's
it's
known don't take the sack. Let's punt, win field position,
and that's
instead of trying to make the plays downfield. For receivers who, by the way, get some of the fewest separation in football.
The next gen stats, 1.7 yards or something.
They don't get separation. Tight windows.
What's the
Brady.
Dakota on that? I guess we don't
That is why Josh McDaniels, when asked what the Patriots do well, said, we don't get sacked and don't throw interceptions.
Rough.
We don't turn the ball over. Yeah, I think Brady felt good about that.
We punt well. We get the ball to our punter like nobody else. In
Charlie Weiss always said no one's ever lost by punting.
He did say that?
Oh, he used to say that ad nauseum. That was back in the original game manager
like
days, like
untrue.
The 01, 02.
I feel like teams have lost.
We know Charlie's available. We get Charlie on there. He's a good week.
If you're down six and there's like a minute left and you punt, you're probably losing because you punted.
All right. Well, we got our week in review coming up next year.
Am I on it?
Well, honey,
we won that, Andy, by the way.
Yeah,
we won what?
The Brady
he didn't
thing.
Make an argument. That,
really
like,
did.
He
just
did
asking
not...
the questions here. That's what happens when you're on the host. The one seat.
Oh,
just ask the question.
That was embarrassing.
What do you mean?
You didn't have an opinion.
I think he's
you threw to Shine
15.
For some stats, and then you let us talk, and you never actually made a point.
So where do you have him ranked?
Oh, you want me to go through it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'll do it during the break.
All right, and then Mott can do it, and I can do it.
Mott, we'll all do it.
All right.
Literally just rank
we will literally rank the quarterbacks.
By our eyeball test, right? We're not just going with...
You can use Dakota. You can
QBR,
use rating,
Dakota,
you can use whatever you
NASA.
Want. The heart method, the mud
like
at night method.
Meanwhile, your next-gen stat guy left the studio. He's got nothing.
Oh,
he's walked away.
He's you like, guys went job, too hard on him. Jeez.
My job is done, he said.
My job is done.
Someone insulted Tannehill and he just left the studio.
Yeah. That's why we did this. Tannehill is number one in all these stats.
Tannehill is number one
did.
Across the board.
Idiots.
He's
oh, here we go.
All right, so we'll have more of that on the way and week in review.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now back to Dan and Keith, WEEI.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keith is a nice guy.
Keith's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
Need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keith is just that guy makes you rock.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
They'll never forget the crunching, munching bandit.
And the latest challenge involves condoms.
They just served this snortable chocolate.
Whoa.
But who gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning and fixes skating?
Here we go. It's a Friday at noon 30. Don't worry, Andy. We will get to your homework assignment here in a moment. We'll get to your, you ranked all the quarterbacks. We'll do that in a minute.
Okay.
We'll do that in a minute.
Why would you want to snort chocolate?
It was the new craze.
You
get
flavor?
A high off it? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. But do you still taste it?
Yeah. I mean, it goes to, like, the back of your throat, doesn't it? I don't know how it works. I've never actually done it. Believe that,
sure you haven't.
Right. Shime, okay. What would be the perks of snorting chocolate?
It gets right into the bloodstream fast.
There you go.
So but a little caffeine, little
okay. Sugar hits the system quicker.
Buy some Reese's cups in my car if we want to try it out.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, peanut butter mix might mix it up a little.
Okay,
bit.
Might crush
clog
up.
Your nose Wuss. Up a little.
Yeah, it might make you a little sick.
I thought you were for everything, Shime. What's up with that?
I'm not down on it.
This is the young gun of the show. Nope.
All right, Moss, let's do it. Come on, then.
Dale would do it.
George Ioka. A former Cincinnati Bengal. He has his own podcast out there called the...
Who doesn't?
It's literally called The Gym Bag. Andy, you probably subscribe to that.
Don't?
Actually, and Mutt, both of you, a couple of guys.
I have a gym bag, but I don't subscribe to that. No.
So he was
Do you bring the gym bag?
Yeah, Mutt wears... Yeah, he wears gloves.
You bring the gym bag from, like, bench to bench, station to station?
No, you bring clothes.
Okay. just checking to see how much of a hard-o you were.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Well, you would know, Captain
Got my
Hardo.
Chalk. Woo! Chalk it up. So I'll clean that up later.
Let's just say that George was a little suspicious.
Gallon of water. You need that.
Of the New England Patriots during his playing days.
We played the Patriots. It's the Bengals when I was with the Bengals.
Right.
That something different went on. So we practiced on this grass field and it's right over a public overpass kind of bridge. So technically, if you're walking on the bridge, you could always watch our practice. You could technically film it. But no one really comes out there to watch us. Every now and then there's somebody walking by, and that's about it. The week we played the Patriots one time, there was a guy sitting there and he was filming us. Now, I'm not saying that he got paid by the Patriots to do that.
I'm not saying that
he even worked for the Patriots or something going on. But
Kraft Sports Productions.
That was the week of the Patriots, and it didn't happen the week after, and it didn't happen the weeks before. Another thing that happened one year, we're playing the Patriots.
Right.
I think this might have been the year when they were like on to Cincinnati. And boy, did they kick our teeth in. But there was a helicopter. It didn't look like a local news station.
So now the Patriots sent a helicopter after their Cincinnati Bengals practice.
Yeah, because no one would notice a helicopter.
Yeah. Nope. Didn't look like a news chopper.
No,
probably
we know those.
Because those say like Channel 9 on the side.
Probably a Patriots chopper. How about Zach Taylor having to answer questions as it relates to Spygate 2?
Lots of answers.
Hi, Zach. Just wanted to get your general thoughts on the Patriots and the videotaping situation.
I have no comment on that.
Coach, it's been reported here as well as in Cincinnati that you were livid over, or members of Kansas City's coaching staff and organization were livid over the episode. Is that true?
I have no comment on that.
Zach, do you believe the Patriots' explanation for this whole thing, that it was a honest mistake?
I don't have any comment on any of that stuff.
Has anyone from the Patriots organization reached out to you about it just to clear the air?
I don't have any comment on any of that.
Zach, why do you believe it's in your best interest not to have a comment at any point on this ongoing incident that's, you know, affected your team?
Because this is a tough opponent right now, and we're devoting all of our time to making sure we're prepared, and so that's where all of our focus has been on.
I mean, your time now is spent with us, though.
Yeah. It is, and I have no comment.
Do you regret anything, how this all transpired?
Annabe.
No.
No regrets. No regrets.
Second, check 101. Second to last question there was a little bit of Rich Keefe tone, but your time is with us right now, so
yeah.
Why don't you answer?
Answer the question.
Jerk.
He didn't know what to do. This is actually worse for the Bengals than it is for the Patriots.
I never knew how unequipped he was to be an NFL head coach till I looked at his bio this week. I knew he was a young friendo McVay.
Oh, he was
a
friend of
wide receiver coach for 1 year, quarterbacks coach for next year, and then head coach in Cincinnati the year after.
Yeah.
Holy
pretty
crap.
Crazy.
But way the league is set up now, if you can do that and surround yourself with coordinators like Wade Phillips, you can coach. Sure, why not?
But compare it. Yeah, he hasn't.
Okay, so
he never did.
Okay.
He never led men.
Jeff
he never
Fisher,
led an offense.
Jeff
never
Fisher
led anything.
Or Zach Taylor. I would take Zach Taylor every day of the week instead of the recycled coach who's been around forever.
A guy who's never even led a meeting room for an offense
He's
or a defense.
He's no leader of men.
How would I know?
But he might be.
He's got four guys that play one
position.
He
can't be the one that got away. The BC could have hired Ryan Day years ago.
One of his big jobs was the job that Joe Judge does while also doing the special teams.
Joe Judge,
like, he's never done anything. Yes.
You mentioned Steve Adazio. See, he got hired a week
later. Colorado State immediately hired him.
Recycled coach 101.
I had to zoom in to see if it was for head coach or just like an assistant job. I was like,
coach.
Holy crap. How did that happen?
He's the head coach.
And immediately everybody goes, he must have a good agent.
Yeah. Earlier this week on the Greg Hill Show, Greg with a nice little anecdote about his trip to the doctor's office.
I recently went to the doctor because I'm over 50.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get my prostate checked. Mm-hmm. And the guy comes into the room. Tell me, I don't know if this, Ken, you probably haven't gone through this because you're not over 50 yet.
No, not yet.
But the guy comes into the room and he said, please remove your pants. And I said, okay, where do I put them? And he said, right over there on that chair where mine are.
Ah.
Come on.
I think you should call somebody. I don't think that's what's supposed to happen.
Terrible.
Come on.
Do you have it when Dino said that joke like 10 years ago?
Oh.
I think he did. That's a John Dennis joke.
It's for sure an old joke. It's 100% an old joke.
Yeah, and there's versions. You're using your whole hand, Doc? And like, what are we doing here?
We had another Kiefer Madness medley on Tuesday. Here's people love the
vegetable
medley.
They do?
Yeah.
What do you mean people love the medley?
Somebody in the hallway stopped me. They said, you know what I really am enjoying is the medley.
Focus
groups.
The
Madness medley. Here's just the taste.
14 was, I did Southern Comfort.
Wait, so that's Steve Diaz talking about when he was 14 years old.
He's drinking Southern Comfort?
He drank a bottle of Southern Comfort.
A whole bottle?
Yeah, he can't go back, he said. He's 14. He's a big guy. He's a big kid. Big kid.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I'm not even mad.
No, I know.
I did Southern Comfort.
Oh, you can't go back probably.
No. I didn't drink almost
all
through high school.
That stuff's pretty nasty.
Yeah. Oh, but it was the middle of winter, and I was supposed to split it with a buddy. He never showed up.
So you had to.
Two repellent manufacturing companies have discovered a man whose farts can kill mosquitoes.
Oh, my God.
That's why Steve's only in once a week.
Haven't had a bite in years.
What do you think of that? That's for real. That guy's getting millions of dollars because his farts.
Shut up.
Kill.
Man, not a real story. That's fake news.
It's real news.
Now,
there's no onion story.
Like, how does he create extra? Like,
what?
Does it just have to come naturally? Or if he eats a boatload of eggs?
Oh, I don't know about his diet.
Does it come out the same way?
No, it's something special about that guy.
So but he has a limited amount of product.
Maybe on a given day.
So you're saying we actually are, like, we're finally starting to mutate as a society. We are now turning into superhumans.
Fart man! Okay.
Because this game is coming soon. It's a one-person player where you get to play as Jesus Christ.
Jesus loves you.
New video game. You're Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm not a fan.
You're not going to play
that?
I
think that's going to sell well.
I think it's...
Nah.
It's... Yeah.
I can't
there are people
What's
are gonna
the
write
market?
Letters. People are going to write letters.
There's some people that think it's blasphemy and will never buy
it. Right away.
And I can't imagine there's a lot of people that are like, I need to get that. You see that new Jesus Christ game?
So.
Jesus Christ 17.
Shyam's going to play, though.
No, I think I'll pass.
I thought you said yesterday you were going to play that game.
No, if you can, like, upgrade his sandals and his cloak and stuff and, like, grind it out, maybe. Otherwise,
like, you absolve 500 people of their sins. You've upgraded to
If I could turn, like,
T-Bus.
All of the water into wine
like,
and then
if
drink
it's
it?
Like Skyrim and I can really grind it out, then maybe I'll join.
What's all this grinding
if
going on?
If it's like Skyrim.
Oh, man. I'm at that Barabbas level again. Damn it.
Yeah, that's a good
point.
Now, is this like for Xbox and PlayStation?
Yeah.
Like a major...
Yeah, or like a PC game at the very least. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, there's already a trailer for it. This isn't like an idea of a game.
So this got greenlit yet. Some executive said, you know, there's a market for this.
This isn't Schilling's company, is it?
I don't think
Sounds
so.
Like something
He'd
they
still
may
be
have
in business
done.
If he was. There's a new video game coming out.
I would be so afraid to play a video game in which I was Jesus.
Yeah. There is a dentist in Alaska who has got all kinds of allegations going his way. His name is Seth Lookhart.
Oh, that's
He is accused of fraud and unnecessarily sedating patients. He also performed a procedure while riding a hoverboard. Yeah.
It's impressive.
And he admitted to because there's video of it. Him floating around on a hoverboard trying to rip somebody's teeth out.
So it's Christmas time comes around, and the choice is Jesus Christ video game or hoverboard. I'm on record as hoverboard.
Hoverboard.
That's what I want.
They might blow up, though.
Come on,
Sam. That happened a couple years ago.
It happened.
Yeah. It was a big deal.
The technology's gotten better.
True. Did you see that piece of artwork that sold for $120,000?
Maybe the single dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No,
it was
not
a
that.
Banana.
Duct tape to a wall.
Duct tape to the wall. That's art.
Is it?
That's art. Well, now it is.
Well, until the guy... Yeah. No, not anymore.
And
the guy took the banana off the wall.
Oh, right.
And took a bite of the banana.
Now it's just duct tape, and that's not art.
No, that's true.
Can't be if you use it correctly.
No, that's true. All right, that's it. That's your week in review. We're going to come back.
I feel like you mailed in that week in review today.
Wasn't your best work.
What do you mean?
It's almost like you were focused on doing an hour on a different show and didn't prepare properly.
I did have to do that. That is true.
It was weak.
Check the podcast. 9 to 10, I was electric. I was electric.
Rewind.
Yeah, get in there. Oh, we'll get to Andy's list of where he's got Tom Brady ranked.
I ranked him, too.
I ranked him, too. It's not just Andy. Yeah, I wanted some credit, too.
And Mutt's list. And speaking of you guys, you did a draft the other night.
I am so excited.
A Christmas movie draft.
We did.
I nailed it.
So Shyam and I will grade.
I was like Ozzie Newsome.
We will crown a winner, first of all, and then we'll tell you where you went wrong. So we'll do that when we come back.
And losers. It's Christmas.
Let me play off with a little Karaoke Tuesday with Chris Shyam, shall we? Oh, I think he's singing to me.
Last Christmas, Keith, I gave you my heart. Geez. But the very next day, Dale gave it away.
Yes, he did.
This year, it's cold. To save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special like Ryan Tannehill.
Now back to Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Oh, I forgot to give you a hug. And guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you. Great job, everybody. It's great to meet you.
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Francisco, that's fun to say.
You sit on a throne of lies. You stink.
I think you're going to have a good Christmas, all right?
You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
Earlier this week on Mutt at Night, Mutt and Andy Hart took part in a Christmas movies draft.
Yes, we did.
Where you guys went back and forth. Is it traditional snake round?
Snake. So he went first, and I got two after that. I should say we draft every Wednesday at 8:30.
Okay.
Yes.
And so this week it was Christmas movies. So you
we
each
do
take four.
Alternate, just to be fair, we alternate between sometimes real world, sports world drafts.
Quarterbacks, and coaches.
You really never know what you're going to get.
Best bunter. No, it's a wild scene. It 8:30 is Wednesday, Mutt at Night.
Draft. I love it. And this one, I think is great.
So, please, God.
So Andy had the first overall pick. This week, right?
Yes. He did. I deferred to him because I don't think the number one pick was great in this draft.
It was not
a deep draft without
great
an elite
value
talent.
Great value, smart veteran choice there. So Andy Hart had the very first pick, and he went with How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yes.
The anime, certainly not the Jim Carrey vehicle.
No. Although he said he likes that too.
No, I said I'll watch that. I said I don't like it, but I'll watch
that. That one's not good. So he went with The Grinch.
I don't care for your tone.
I just putting it out there. Mutt goes back, and he goes Elf Home Alone. That is strong.
Mutt hammered those picks.
That is impressive.
Thank you, Sean.
Absolutely crushed it.
But you're leaving there now at fourth overall, Christmas Vacation, which is a timeless classic and one of the absolute must-watches every year.
I do my homework.
I think this is the fault of Andy Hart, though, for taking the Grinch first overall.
I think it was a huge miss.
Grinch is a great pick.
Mutt, I think the Grinch might have gone undrafted. I would not have drafted the Grinch.
You're a moron.
We'll find out.
They each got four.
I don't care what they think. That's not going to prove
I'm
a moron.
One of them does a dork podcast where the movies are a topic. Shyam has pop culture.
It oozes out of him.
He's a young millennial.
Oozing out of him.
So then Andy follows up with Christmas Vacation and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So clearly a big TV specials guy.
Yes.
Is what we've
classic.
I don't hate the TV specials.
No. And then so it goes back to Mutt, who goes with an absolute overrated piece of trash in Christmas Story. That thing stinks.
Wow.
Christmas Story stinks.
I watch it every year. It's
and
the
of
best.
Course you do. It's on fine. TNT for 24 yep. straight hours.
It's not fine. It's better than fine.
And then
it's fine.
It's all and then time. He drafts Die Hard, which we're not going to have that debate, but Die Hard, he goes with Die Hard.
What are you doing?
And then
not even it's Christmas it's watchable every year this time of
and
year.
And then to conclude the draft.
It's watchable every Save year that. This time
Andy
of year.
Save that, Anderson. Andy Hart says, well, I have a chance to win the draft, or I have a chance to lose
So it
the
all
draft.
Hinges on this pick?
And yes. At that point, it's very close.
Stop it.
So Andy Hart can win or lose the draft, in my
I know
opinion.
What Keith would pick.
He says Polar Express.
Oh, my God.
Express. Losing the draft. The draft has been lost by
there
Polar
are two
Express.
Huge omissions.
Huge omissions.
We have the Muppets Christmas Carol or the Mickey Mouse Christmas Carol.
You have a Muppet Family Christmas, which if obviously Andy Hart's just watching these cable TV ones. Muppet Family Christmas is unbelievable.
A Year Without Santa Claus?
How about Bad Santa?
We had that on there.
On the list.
We had
Bad
that
Santa
on there.
Is hilarious.
The prequel to Rudolph, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, which I almost took number four, which is
the Santa Claus credit. With Tim Allen?
Wait, no. That's on there. Pretty good.
That's better than
We didn't
Christmas
take it.
Story.
That's a bad job by
I
us.
Considered it. That how was
about,
in line.
How about Gremlins?
No.
Love Gremlins. You love Gremlins? Yeah, to no. your mind. So, Shime, who wins this? Grinch,
screw you guys.
Vacation, it's, Rudolph, Polar Express, so this, or Elf, Home Alone, Christmas Story, Die Hard?
I hate to say this. Mutt wins because of those first two picks.
Yeah, and Elf and Home Alone is a real strong 1-2 punch.
Yeah, he took Jamarcus Russell one. That's
no.
on him.
And that's
so
on him.
Disrespectful.
You took Achilles Smith.
I like
the
Grinch.
Grinch
like
is
the
phenomenal.
He's too busy drinking
scissor.
It's
not phenomenal. It's not. No.
I
phenomenal
like
is Home Alone.
It is as classic as classic gets. It really is.
Put it's a poll good. Up. Home Alone or the Grinch? Put it up, Dale and Keith.
I don't need to put it up. I know what
we're
going to Home Alone.
Answer. We have the answer there.
Cindy Lou Who.
You guys didn't want to put the original Black Christmas on there? It's a nice
no.
little go. Little
and apparently the new one, not good.
I don't think I've seen the Muppets Christmas, at least in a while.
I actually am not sure awesome. I've seen them either.
Deck the Halls. My wife was pissed. She loves Deck the Halls. Jingle All the Way?
What about Scrooged? Scrooge is
excellent
a good
Bill Murray film. Yeah. Yes, I would have put that Scrooge on.
It's good. Just a lot of them.
So a Muppet Christmas Carol is on Disney Plus, and then a Muppet Family Christmas is actually just on YouTube right now. You can watch. I would recommend them both.
How do you know that?
Yeah, we could have drafted
I watch them all
four
the time.
Movies.
Hashtag dork.
Yeah, right. I have a podcast.
We could have drafted four movies that they didn't even pick that would be better than both of their
You're
lists.
Not beating. I'm sorry.
Pretty
the,
close.
The Elf,
yeah.
The Elf Home Alone combo, you're not beating.
Have you seen Polar Express?
Yes.
It's very solid.
I haven't. I was told
very
my
why
kids have seen
Polar
it. I've not
Express.
Seen it.
Trash. I read the book.
Because I have kids.
The book was better.
I have been
the
on
the book was good.
I've been on
good.
I've been on the Polar Express. I was
yes.
also reminded, but I haven't
rather
seen
watch it. Harry Potter. That just snows. It's not even Christmas.
What about Frosty the Snowman? It's a nice little
I don't little love it.
No.
It's fine. The Happy Birthday I do enjoy. Happy Birthday.
What about Rudolph, the Island of Lost Toys?
Nah, come on. The original Rudolph. He,
yeah, it's
he
just
got
the
that
original.
One right. That one was good.
Just the original. That's
what,
classic.
What about Christmas with the Cranks?
No. No.
What about Krampus? You guys didn't put
so
Krampus
what would be number? Okay.
I haven't seen either one of them.
You two are the be-all, end-all Bill Belichicks. You,
yes, we are.
Okay. So give me your four.
Muppet,
in order. Draft them.
A Muppet Family Christmas.
I would take Elf 1.
Elf. Home Alone.
Home
oh,
Alone.
A Christmas Vacation.
I would go Elf, Home Alone, the Santa Claus, and...
Big Tim Allen guy.
I do
yes,
like the Santa
and the
Claus.
Mickey, and the Mickey Mouse Christmas Carol.
I saw the Santa Claus in the theater. I was in high school when it came out, and we went and watched it in the theater.
On a date or with
I
a bunch
have,
of guys?
Nope, bunch of guys. I've never felt so out of place my entire life. We went in there.
That was a I saw the theater too with my family, my
awkward.
Brother and my mom.
Awkward. It was just me and a couple buddies. Ugh. So right. awkward.
Well, there you go. You can weigh in on that.
Is
as
Tim
well.
Allen canceled out of our society right now?
Who what happened to Tim Allen?
He was
I
on
love
a show that I love.
Sean,
I love
you got
him.
The update on
that.
Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.